You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Gigging, Johnny, till I die.
They all listen to like most music,
right.
You know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're syndicating across several stations here in Canada, including we are now back on at CJBU in Nova Scotia.
Ooh, so hello to everyone out there in Nova Scotia, and of course everyone listening here domestically in the Windsor, Detroit region. Adam and Dave here. We're going to be bringing you 2 solid hours of great rock and roll music, a combination, as always, of classics and some brand new releases. Very excited to play a brand new single from The Hives. It's another cut from their forthcoming album that's going to drop later this year. Also, new material from Homefront, Zune, OCs. We're going to be playing some new material from Bonnie Doon and Deer Tick, as well playing some classic tracks, again, celebrating the great guitar work of John McGeoch. We're going to be highlighting some various groups he was in, After Magazine and Susie and the Banshees, and we're going to be celebrating another anniversary, as we've been doing. This time we're playing a set of music highlighting the release from 1983 by The Police, Synchronicity, a huge release for this band and their final album as a trio. We'll talk more about that coming up. But we do want to also hear from you. If you have anything that you want to hear on this edition of the show, Dave, if someone's listening and they want to phone in, what should they do? What should they phone?
They can call 519-971-3630 in Windsor and toll-free in Detroit at 1-855-344-2526. You can also visit our website at revrock.blogspot.com or cjm.ca to access the archives of every show for the past 30 days. But we're going to get started with a really cool, interesting song that came out, I believe, 2 weeks ago, a standalone single by Weird Nightmare, which features Alex Edkins of Metz. And this is a band that's kind of more of a jangly, garagey type band.
Very different from the type of noise rock usually associated with his other project, Metz. This one's really cool because this is actually a version of a Ramones song.
Yeah, and it's kind of more of a slower, countrified take. So we're going to start off with that. We're also going to hear some brand new music from Chicago's Wrong War, a hardcore bass band that we've played before. They have a new EP out. We're going to play some music from X-Ox. Now, this is a new experimental synth album from Andrew Dixon, I believe, formerly of the legendary Montreal garage punk band Tricky Woo. And this just came out, and it's called Nervous Compliant, I believe. And we're also going to hear some music from Universal Cleaner, which is an artist that has some Windsor roots, which we've played many times before. So we're going to get a bit synthy and a little bit electronic-y towards the end of this set. But don't worry, there's lots of rock and roll. We're going to start off things, though, with a different way of hearing the Ramones. She's the One, of course, played by Weird Nightmare here on CJM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock.
Louder lies, the body plays.
taking us back to a time before we were born. Memories of past existences. We came back from a very synthy abstract landscape set there, which I really dug. That last one was actually by an artist that has a local connection, Universal Cleaner. Dave, I'll let you take it away and describe this track and some information about it.
Yeah, it kind of mixes elements of, well, it's definitely experimental, ambient, electronic, synthy. We heard a track called Psychosocial Mother Matrix, and this comes from Universal Cleaner's latest release, Fluxus Deluxus. Prior to that, we heard brand new music from X-Ox, and what this is a new experimental synth album that was put out and performed entirely by Andrew Dixon, based in Montreal originally. He was the singer and guitarist in the garage punk band Tricky Woo. Very different.
Absolutely different, but I think it really goes to show. I think there's this idea of categorizing, you know, garage rock musicians into a very small pigeonhole, and this just shows that Andrew is one of those people who is not. He definitely has a wide range of taste and ability, as demonstrated on that very, like, glitch electronic track, again, by an act called X-Ox. The album is called Nervous Compliant. And what's the name of the song we heard from that artist?
It's Your Fault the World is Ending. And then prior to that, we heard something from Tricky Woo from one of the compilation albums that came out in 2015 called The Children of Tricky Woo. We heard Rock and Roll versus the World. Prior to that, we heard some hardcore music from Chicago, Wrong War, from their latest release, On Further Reflection. The song we heard was The Call. And then we started off with brand new music from Weird Nightmare, their cover of She's the One, originally by the Ramones.
Yeah, that's going to come out as a single. Single back on the 2nd of June from Sub Pop Records. So really cool stuff there. Now, we're going to be digging into more rock and roll music in this next set, but with a little bit of a twist. It's a bit of a pop rock section, if you will, by what was arguably at the time the biggest band in the world. So much for playing obscure artists here on the show. We're talking about The Police.
Yes, Synchronicity is definitely their highest selling album. It would have songs that you may have heard of called Every Breath You Take. Does this one also have Wrapped Around Your Finger on there?
It does. It also has, of course, Synchronicity 2, which became also a massive hit. So a lot of big songs, but what's so unusual about this record and why I love it? There's a lot of history behind it. It also features some of the most abstract and strangest songs by the band as well. Tracks like Oh My God, Mother in particular, being very notorious for how bizarre they are, from this top-selling record from, again, what was arguably the biggest band at the time in the world, making these very strange art avant-garde machinations of, like, nonsensical lyrics and weird, like, Freudian word association. In particular, Mother has a bit of an interesting history to it. And I didn't know this until Dave shared this with me, but Sting apparently hated the song so much, he did something to the master tape.
Yeah, he buried it in a garden somewhere. This album was recorded primarily in the Caribbean at a studio there, and then there was some overdubs, I believe, done in Montreal.
Yeah, so it has a little bit of a Canadian connection in Montreal, Quebec. Regardless, though, you know about this album because it aired so many massive hits, so much so that the band couldn't handle the success. A lot of intra-band tension occurred simultaneously, and
this
then
just kind of escalated. It was always there. Mm-hmm. They were always kind of fighting, but I think the combination of the success and also the excess that they were experiencing in all forms, fame, substances, and other
financial
things. Yeah.
It caused the band to implode, and this was their final record, this fifth record. And the band would reunite, and they would perform on some tours, but not for a few decades after disbanding from this, because the animosity remained so tight on this. And yet, you would not be able to tell, because the band performed at, like, such a unit on this particular album. And I think song per song, this is undoubtedly the strongest album by The Police, which is interesting, because this is actually the one where they go furthest from what they were known for, which was having these sort of reggae-influenced arrangements. Yeah. That is not pronounced on this record at all. There's very few songs that actually have that noticeable reggae sound, and I think it's for the better. I think you really just hear the arrangements from Sting and the rest of the band coming to the forefront. Definitely Stuart Copeland with the work that he did on the Rumblefish soundtrack. That experimental electronic element comes very prominent on here. And there's a great use of irony on here too. The punks hated the Police. They absolutely did, especially when this album dropped. But I don't think they understood the irony that was going on a lot of these songs. Let's take Every Breath You Take, for an example. People play that at weddings as a love song, even though Sting has gone on record saying, I don't get why. This is a song about a stalker.
Yeah. although lately he said it's about a few different things. But primarily that's what the consensus has been. And one more thing I just want to add before we do get to some songs from this and a couple cover versions. Stuart Copeland has a new book coming out about the early days in the Police. His Police, based on his diaries, called, I think it's called The Police Diaries, and there's a year given. But also, you can actually get it where it comes with a compact disc of unreleased Police demos, including one that Sting very disliked called Clown's Revenge. And that's all I'm going to say. We'll maybe give some more info on that on a later show. But let's get to it. We're going to start off with actually the first track on Synchronicity.
Yeah, Synchronicity 2, as I said, did end up being a huge hit, but Synchronicity 1 never really got airplay, so that's what we're going to play. As mentioned, another track from here and a couple of covers on this tribute to the anniversary of the release of Synchronicity by the Police here on Revolution Rock.